And he just had ice water in his veins, you know.
And for a year or two, that was true, wasn't it?
Huh?
For a year or two, that was true. He had everything.
Roshi would say to him, get a bat, Rhodes. And he'd get a bat, and he'd corkscrew that hat down on, so had the scullers inside the hat then. You know, he'd corkscrew that thing on and go up there. And he couldn't hit a curveball with a paddle. He told me, he said, during 54 was a big year he had, and then he had the Great World Series. But he said it was unreal. He said those suckers would throw me two curveballs that I couldn't touch with a paddle, and they'd try to waste a pitch, and I'd kill it. And especially against Labine and Billy Lowe's, he got big hits there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then he really had a great World Series.
Three home runs, wasn't it?
Yeah, he single-handedly almost destroyed Cleveland, you know.
Well, he broke their heart in the first game.
Yeah.
Well, would you go back and do this all again?
Yeah, I wouldn't change the thing. I'd like to have been a little more successful. But I wouldn't change a thing. You know, that's like I saw an interview the other day with Jim Otto, you know, the center that played out there for the Raiders.
Right.
And this poor sucker is nothing but arthritis. I mean, he's had I don't know how many operations. He can't walk. He has to walk with crutches and all this.
He's
and
a young
they
man,
said to him, Jim, would you do it? Oh, he said, I wouldn't change a thing.
Wow.
And you think about all these guys for that moment in the sun.
Yeah.
You know, just for that moment in the to walk out on the field in front of 60,000 people cheering or booing you or whatever, to hit that home run and trot around those bases or to make that tackle or to score that touchdown is something they can't take away from.
Yeah, that sounds good.
You know, I got to trot those bases 50 times, I guess, in the majors. I wasn't a whole lot, but it's 50 times more than a lot of other people.
A whole lot more than a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you hit some shots, too.
Well, I hit a few. You know, I said I wasn't a hitter, but Doubleday said you get three swings, and I got three swings. They seldom call me out on strikes.
Yeah, well, if you go to swing, you might as well be.
That's right.
Well, Gail, I took more than your 15 minutes.
That's
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I enjoy talking about baseball. I always had a good seat to watch them play.
Yeah, best seat in the house. Would you like to see this before I submit it to the magazine?
It doesn't make any difference.
If you'd like some...
I don't think I've said anything that would offend anybody.
I don't think so, and I try to, if most few occasions somebody...
I wish you wouldn't say that I didn't think much of DeRozan.
I won't.
As a man, as a manager, he was excellent. As an individual, he was a horse's butt.
You know, other people have told me that, too, and there's no point. You know, there's too many other people writing bad things.
That's right. I don't want to say anything bad about anybody.
I don't blame you.
Okay.
Do you want a copy of the magazine?
I'd like to have a copy.
Okay, is one enough?
I'd just like to have whatever you send me.
Okay, we'll send you a few of them then.
Okay.
It may be 6 months. Sometimes I send these things in and they get them out in 2 months, and sometimes it's 8 months. So, whatever their schedule calls for.
That'd be fine.
Okay, Gail, I really appreciate your
all
time.
All right, I enjoyed it very much.
I did too. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.